Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or gentlemen. It's the 9th of March today, and it's a bit more spring-like today. You might hear the birds. Then again, they've been about for a while, but the sun is shining and it's still quite mild today. Unusual. Just dropped off Henry at school. He likes to walk in by himself now, so I drop him soon off the gate and then he makes his way the rest of the way. All in preparation for eventually he'll have to go to school by himself. But if it makes him feel more independent, great. I've also dropped off a few, a whole bag of clothes. Morning. Because the school's doing bags to school. So, rid of some more stuff. So yesterday, of course, was International Women's Day. I remember when I was a kid, they made a whole lot more of that, but then we didn't have Mother's Day. So that was kind of the equivalent or the, yeah. Thank you. Be kind of what they did instead. I didn't get to record yesterday, so I had a bit of a frazzled run back from swimming. Oh, I didn't actually check whether the building site's still there, because they started making a building site on the high street, which was great. It took me ages to get back. And then, of course, I had to get to yoga, so yeah. So in other news, what's happened? The we love it when you park on the pavement. Oh, at least we should have some space to get through. The Lords voted again and sent the Brexit bill back to the Commons. So they already did that once last week, about the rights of EU citizens. They thought they should be guaranteed. Whereas the MPs were quite happy with a verbal assurance from the government that yeah, this is going to be a priority in the negotiations, so don't worry about that. Just vote the thing through. Just do as we ask. Don't worry about anything else. But the Lords didn't think that that was enough, and they've done it again with the bit about the meaningful vote, that Parliament should have a meaningful vote at the end of the negotiation process to either veto the deal or approve it. There's a lot of bile in the British press about the Lords and how dare they frustrate the will of the people. And I'm actually thinking, well, I find that a bit weird, to be honest, because I thought that's how the parliamentary process works in this country, that the Commons, the MPs, come up with some kind of legislation. And then it goes to the Lords and they have a look at it. And if they think it isn't good enough and it needs looking at again, then they send it back. And that's all they did. So basically, they just did their job. And so first there was the government threatening the Lords. Oh, you better pass this or else we'll think about abolishing you. Well, hang on a minute. But if it's actually their job to look at this and scrutinise it, then that's a little bit weird to tell them that you're going to punish them for doing their job. Many of us were surprised that the Commons just waved this tiny little white paper through, even the people who had reservations and who thought, hang on a minute, we need to do a bit more here, and who voted against, but a lot of them
apparently, again, some government minister comes out and says, oh, don't worry, yes, we're gonna take care of this, and gives them some kind of verbal assurance. And the MPs apparently went, oh, all right then, and voted it through, which to me is, I find that weird. I also find it weird that a lot of the MPs, I mean, most of the MPs were actually for Britain remaining in the EU. A lot of them come from constituencies that voted to remain in the EU. So actually, taking a step back and saying, right, the parliamentary process, so what does it actually mean? So we had a non-binding advisory referendum last June where there was a tiny majority voted to leave the EU. So I don't know, what I would have expected would have been that parliamentarians, who are supposed to be the representatives of the people and who are supposed to have access to more information, i.e. trade statistics, and actually understand what they mean, etc. And I thought that they're then supposed to look at this and decide what is best for the country, rather than letting themselves be shut up by a government who seems to completely stifle any kind of opposition, any kind of debate. And if you have a different opinion, i.e. I don't think it's a good idea that Britain leaves the EU, that gets shouted down as, oh, you're against the will of the people. Oh, you're against democracy. What's the other one they always wheel out? But it goes against those lines. So you're not even, as if you're not allowed to an opinion just because it's contrary to what the government wants to be doing. Well, since when was that democratic? So I'm quite surprised by the whole thing. I'm quite surprised that MPs didn't put up more of a fight, and that Labour, who are supposed to be in opposition, and, you know, I remember the times when an opposition party voted against perfectly sensible legislation just because they were in opposition and had to look like they were against what the government's doing. But everybody seems to be so in this hype of, oh, it's the will of the people. Well, no, it's actually only 17 million people, so yeah, and you're meant to look out for 65 million in this country. So they just voted it through. So I'm really glad that at least the Lords were doing their job. So yay for the Lords, and pinged this back. And the one that they sent back this week is a particular... I mean, whatever you think about the rights of EU citizens, but what I particularly find curious is that the Lords get all this stick for sending legislation back to make sure that the British Parliament can have a say over the kind of deal that the government gets when Britain leaves the EU. Bearing in mind that a lot of people, and people I know personally, said that they were voting for British, for Britain to become a sovereign country again, and for the British Parliament to be sovereign and make laws in this country and all of that, which isn't actually true. It was always sovereign. Never mind. But there's still this thing going. But on the other hand, they kind of totally seem to missed the point about there are going to be 27 sovereign parliaments in the rest of the EU. They're all going to have a veto on what kind of deal the UK gets. And from what I've heard, a lot of the countries, especially the ones with their own right populist movements, aren't very keen that the UK gets a good deal, because they want to show their populist movement, say, look, if you leave, that's what's going to happen. You're going to get a really bad deal, and it's going to be really bad for the country. So they have a vested interest in making the UK look bad. So it's all very political. Anyway, but yeah, all those parliaments will have a veto on the deal. So, but the British Parliament, the government's trying to make sure that the British Parliament doesn't have a deal on it. Is there not something wrong if this is what a lot of people voted for, that British Parliament has a say again? I just find that very ironic. So, yes, I just wanted to say yay for the Lords. They seem to be the only ones that remember, but they're the ones, and people saying, oh, they're unelected, we need to get rid of them. Actually, that's a good thing that they're not elected, because they're not afraid to stand up for what they believe in, and they don't have to be afraid for their seat.
So they can vote with their conscience and with what they think is best. So actually, I think that system works. Thanks for listening.